Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Doppler Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 7th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were July corn down a quarter cent, July wheat down 5 1/4, and July beans down 2.5 cents. Currently, we've got the Dow Jones down 227. On the news at 3:58 last night that the president was going to put tariffs on Chinese goods on Friday. I'm surprised we're not even lower than that, but that caused a little bit of a sell-off off of last night's highs. Corn planting's way behind, 23 versus 46. Wheat behind, 22 versus 49. Beans, 6 versus 14. Wheat winter crop is still in good shape at 64% good to excellent. But, you know, the corn plantings are delayed. If we go another 2 weeks, then we've got some serious problems. It's wet here in Chicago. It looks like it's going to be wet most of the week, so I don't see a whole lot of field work getting done. But I don't know that if it's enough to offset what's happening in South America with much bigger crops down there. We have the supply and demand report on Friday. That should be, I think, a little bit bearish all the way around. So I don't see what's going to rally this thing, and particularly without any real hope of a trade deal, this market can head south, in my opinion. Can we get a trade deal? Apparently, there's some confusion about whether the Chinese vice president or vice premier has gotten on a plane or not. There's talk that maybe they're going to talk tomorrow or Thursday, but certainly nothing concrete. The Chinese have called the president's bluff, and the president apparently has put on the tariffs. Can all this thing end quietly in a hurry? Doesn't seem likely to me. So without that, I think we need something to shake these funds out, and I really don't see anything, including the late plantings, that's going to shake them out for the time being. So we've got bearish news out here with the trade deal. We've got the crops getting in the ground, though they're late, but nothing farmers can't make up in, you know, certainly in a week. So, you know, I just think that the path of least resistance is lower out here. We did a good job of coming back yesterday in the Dow and the grains, but corn and beans still closed sharply lower on the day, and that wasn't helpful out here. So we had new contract lows yesterday. It's the wrong time of month to be making contract lows, so I still think we can see some lower prices out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.